Learn some more about our Father, okay? His desire to love you, his desire to deliver you out of the world and the system. Oh, you got, yeah, good. Would you read that, please, hon?
To pay the required price to secure the release of a convicted criminal.
Amen.
The process therein involved, that's redemption, and the person making the payment, that's Redeemer. In early use, the idea and the words related to legal and commercial activities. They provided biblical writers with one of the most basic and dynamic images for describing God's saving activity toward mankind.
Amen. Redeemer has to own what's being redeemed. So as we go back to creation, God created all creation and he created a man and a woman. So he owned you. Now so much of the time in the United States, we think we're independent. We think we're the, you know, nobody's over me. Wrong. That's ignorance gone to seed. And pride helps that a lot. Pride gets people into more problems than they know how to deliver. I mean, because God the Father, or Yahweh, is the creator, therefore he owns you. Amen? I got a good owner, right? So, now why that's important is because the one that owns is the one that has to redeem. Because the Father was the owner of me, he could redeem me back from sin and death. Amen. See that? So he loved you and me so much, he was willing to pay the redemptive price. I got bumped all up and down, boy. Woo! Praise God. Now, in Numbers is a description of what God says about redeeming man. Would you read that also on?
Everything that first opens the womb of all flesh, which they bring to the Lord, whether man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem. And the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem.
Amen. So we see there, when a person is born of a woman, they have to be redeemed. There's no choice. So if you're not redeemed, then you have to appear before the white throne judgment of God and be judged, because you have failed what you were created to do. You were created to serve God, worship God, and do the work of God in the kingdom of God. And that's what you were created to do. And because a sinner does not serve God, they serve the self. And see, once you're born again, that's what people need to know, is you have still have those desires of pleasing yourself and serving yourself. And that's not your purpose. That's why you're not happy in life. I can blame Nancy. I'm not happy because of you. But that's a lie. I can blame Elizabeth. It's your fault. I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy because I'm not submitted to the Redeemer. When I choose to submit myself to the Redeemer, that's when my joy and fun begins. Yes. Amen. So we see here, I like this. The Redeemer so loved the world that he gave, the Redeemer so loved the world that the Redeemer gave his only begotten Son. And that whoever believes in the Redeemer should not perish but have everlasting life. See, each one of us chose the Redeemer, the one that paid for us to be delivered from sin and death in the lake of fire. He delivered us to heaven and to be in his presence forever. And that's his plan, was to man to live with him forever, and Satan come in and deceived Adam and Eve, and they chose to be independent. I'll be my own God. That's what Satan did. I'll be God, and I exalt myself. Well, look what happened to him. He's destined for eternal death. He's been rejected. He's been cast out. We don't want to be cast out. We'd like to be liked by God. We want to be chosen by God. Amen? I like being his child. It's a good thing. The best in this earth. Amen? So we see that we're not going to perish. We're going to live forever. It'd be like buying a good barley pear that will never spoil. Just set there on the table forever. It will never perish. But, that's a dream, isn't it? So, you are not going to perish, but live on a life that God has planned for you. And as you grow in wisdom, as you learn from Father about his plans for your life, you will enjoy eternity of being with him and Jesus and the presence of all our family that went on before us. Oh, we're going to have a homecoming. Can you imagine you stepping out there, and then all of a sudden, there's Apostle Peter sitting there. Paul, I read your books. He said, that's not the thing, buddy. Look over there. Jesus! You see, even in heaven, he refuses to take glory. He points it to the one that should receive glory. And we get that same honor. You can tell I'm so excited. We get to point the glory to him. The Redeemer did not send his son to condemn the world. Isn't that funny? How those people that they're serving God is legalism. They're always going to say, oh my goodness, you drank Sanka. We don't drink that no more. We drink that Starbucks. He says, you should drink Starbucks so you can be in heaven like me. Starbucks cannot get you to heaven. It don't know how. Come on. When people think like that, it's what I do because I wear the right dress. I wear the right suit. All those things are great to honor God, but they don't help you in the heaven's work. Come on now. And believe me, we believe in wearing clothes around here. Okay, so look at this. But that the world, through the Redeemer, might be saved. So God's love and purpose of paying the redemptive price is to give you the opportunity to choose him and live with him and be like him and enjoy a life that he had planned for you before creation even started. Amen. Let's go forward. He who believes in him is not condemned. Yeah, but Pastor, you understand. I sinned Friday. You're not condemned. You're not condemned. Hey, did you choose Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Did the blood wash all your sins? No more men. Did the blood wash all your sins?
Yes.
Past,
yes.
Present, and future.
Yes.
Oh, what do you mean? Future.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes.
Future. Did he shed his blood for the sins of the whole
world?
So all our sins are already paid for. Do not give glory to the devil and keep, whoa, I sin, whoa, I sin. Come on. You should say, oh, Father, I confess my sin, and you are just and faithful to forgive me by the blood of the Lamb. Hey, Satan, by the blood.
Amen.
By the blood, Satan. What am I doing? I'm glorifying him, not the sin. Satan wants you to glorify the sin. We're not going to do that. We're going to accept forgiveness and enjoy it. And laugh and shout and holler. Well, shouldn't you be sad about it? No. Jesus bore it. Kick your feelings in the and get out of here. I didn't swear, don't you see? Yeah, that's your mind. See, look, sin is all paid for. And when you make a mistake, repent and confess it, and God cleanses you, and then it's like it never happened. Hey, it's like it never happened. That's what you should rejoice about. Amen. Sin is taken care of. Why? The Redeemer paid the price. He paid it. And it was a perfect. Don't tell me the blood of Jesus was not perfect. Was the blood perfect? Then it did a perfect job. So there's no sin left on your account. Let's go to the next one.
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
Yes.
Oh, no. So what was the redeeming price? The blood of Jesus. Now, you just said the blood is perfect. So God purchased you. So you, what can you say? If it was, slow down, John. It was a perfect purchase. Oh, you didn't get it. It was a perfect purchase. Meaning there's no failure in it. Oh, you still didn't get it. When God redeemed you, you're in perfection, is what I'm saying, by the blood. Yes, we blow it, but repent and go on. The blood covered it. I said the blood covered it. There's no sin that blood don't cover. What about if you reject Christ? Are you that foolish? So I'm not even going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our serving God. I know that, sir. I studied the Bible. But who wants to go there? We tasted Christ. We tasted God's goodness. Why give it up? Amen. I'm not going to give up God's goodness. Not because I'm dumb and did something wrong. See, the devil wants me to turn to believe, oh, John, you know, see, he's proud of sin. And he's really proud if he gets me, a child of God, to do something in sin. Oh, he's proud of me. Oh, I got you. No, you don't. The blood breaks your power. The blood breaks your power. So take that, devil. Father, I repent for being stupid for a moment or two, but thank God you're cleansing me. Amen. And now we're going to go forward, and that's never remembered. Some of y'all need to learn that. Never remembered. Hey, don't you take communion and you say, in remembrance of you, not in remembrance of your sin. Come on. You remember that blood that took away all the past. Come on. I remember the blood did it. The perfect blood of the Lamb took away all that sin. We don't remember that no more. Not around my house, though. We don't remember that no more. Somebody shout. Let's go forward. Who purchased you? The Redeemer, Jesus, right? And he gave the all ultimate price. Now, Jesus said, man can do, help me, huh? It's about where he said, to lay his life down. The greatest thing I can do is lay my life down for you. That's not exact quote. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Jesus said, huh? Jesus loves you so much, he laid his life down for you. What I want to get to, right? He knew that he had to be separated from God. He had to be made sin, and he had to go on the belly of the earth and receive our judgment. And he loved you, he loved me so much, he was willing to do it. How much does he love you? He was willing to pay the price because he loved you. Now, this is what I like. God saw man fall, and because he was the owner, all he had to say, it's not worth it, and you and I were done. we were done. But he loved us so much, he said, I will do it. I will redeem man from their sin. I will redeem them out of sin and death. I will redeem them out of the punishment of sin. And he sent Jesus, who paid the price, to redeem us. And the only thing we had to do is believe in the Redeemer that he sent and accept that that was a price to move me from a failure, from sin and death, from myself to a new man, a new creation, a child of the living God that is perfect in God. It doesn't hurt to say amen. It really makes God happy when you realize that he paid a lot of price for you. Amen. Let's go forward. Would you read that?
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
How many of y'all believe in Jesus? Amen. So you're what? You're redeemed and what else? You're God's child. You're not the same old person. Like Sister was saying this morning, hey, I'm new. Old things have passed away. So what am I saying? I've been born again, and now I'm new. Oh, this is, some things are new. All things. I was waiting for y'all. What's all that, baby? All things are new. What, John? Do you mean what you did in 1912? No, not you. No, I look young for 1912. Don't I? but essentially, we're redeemed. The past, as far as you're concerned, don't exist. The only thing we remember, the day I chose Jesus. And we all remember how many times he got us out of something, the sin that we were in. Oh, Father, this thing is going too far. I'm in a mess. Like Elizabeth was saying, and like Sister Elizabeth was preaching to us this morning, nothing too big for him. Amen. The only thing that makes it impossible is whether you're going to believe or not. All things are possible for he that believes. So no matter what our problem is, if you believe the Redeemer, he can redeem you. Oh, come on, shout at them. Make them come alive. Oh, lay hands on him. Come alive. Let's go forward. The Lord said, you're supposed to say something. PF5 worked great. Mike does it recorded.
Praise God. Well, I was thinking about receiving him. Receiving him is so easy. Sometimes we think, oh, you got to have altar bench. You got to lay up there for 6 hours. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to call all your friends and say, I can't go to the bar with you anymore. No, receive him means to do this. Jesus, you're my Lord. Take my life and do something with it. Now, anybody can say that. Anybody can make that confession.
Especially those who need help. It's really easy. Help! Right. Let's go forward, then. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. The word has means what? Past. So you're already what? From what? No, you didn't get that. Who has the power of darkness? So you're what? Already delivered from him. Come on. He's also the God of sin. So you're delivered from him. So why do you think he's always getting you to look back on all the hurts that the people hurt you with? So why? So he can hold you back under his bondage. You need to repent and cast everybody out. Amen. Say, no, I will hold no offense. I'll hold no problem. I will not hold it. I let it go. Why? Because I'm a free man by the blood of the Lamb. Sin no longer has a bondage on me. Nope, no bond on me. Well, you did this. Shut up. Find me. That's where you belong. You're in the past, and I'm in the future. Oh, you didn't get that either, did you? I'm praying for you, prophet. You're supposed to get and say amen. I was expecting an amen from you, not one. Okay. That's it. He delivered us from darkness. How? How did he deliver you from sin? How did he deliver you from death? How did he deliver you from the devil? Let's go to King James one. You know how what translation figure feels like. You've already been translated. Oh, you didn't get that either. See, someday we're going to be translated out here. We know that what it feels like. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. So I'm saying to you, God has already delivered you from darkness. And so you are the son of light. You're not the son of sin no more. You're not the son of darkness no more. You're a son of the light. I'm a child of the God who is the God of light. And I will walk in the light. I will not walk in darkness. Amen? That's a choice we made. We made that choice when we chose Jesus. Jesus, you're my Lord. What does the Lord do? Tell you what to do. Well, I didn't hear it. He's not the problem here, folks. He's always talking. Yeah. Holy Spirit talking. Now, if you talk, he's going to stop and listen to you. Then that's the problem. People are always running off with their mouth instead of listening to him. Right? And that's not condemnation. We need to be trained. We need to be quiet and listen to him. If, you know, Elizabeth, if I'm talking all the time, when am I going to hear what she wants to do? But she's nice. She just has a smile. Then I'll walk and I see that smile. I say, uh-oh, boy, shut up. But that's the point is, we got to be quiet sometimes so we can hear what Jesus or the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Amen. I've only heard the Father. I only heard the Father speak 5 times. But when he speaks, you don't hear anything else. Even your mind shuts up. It says, yes, sir. But the Holy Spirit is speaking to me in here to my spirit. Amen? Amen? So, and the times that the Father spoke, it wasn't very pleasant. I don't appreciate the way you're treating my daughter. That's not a nice thing to hear. In whom we have what? Is the word have past? Or is it something in the future? Present. So, that means today, you're redeemed. Today, who has to believe it? You have to make a conscious effort, a focus of your life, of looking to Jesus, your Redeemer, and put him first, and then redemption moves into your life. Oh, praise God. The Redeemer comes in and says, I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you. And you say, help yourself, Jesus, my Redeemer. Amen. I need some big time help. Let's go. Redemption through his blood. Even what? You see this word right here? The original text is not there. Redemption through his blood. And it should be and forgiveness of sin. So it's all in the blood. Amen. It's all in the blood of the Lamb. You've been purchased back from sin, death, the devil, and the plans of this world. And that's why they hate you, because you're no longer in bondage to their will and purpose. So whose kingdom am I translated into? Look at that one. In the kingdom of his dear son, conveyed us into the kingdom of the son of what? So you're in the kingdom of love. That's why you're commanded to love. Because you're a citizen of the kingdom of love. So as a citizen of that kingdom, you should be a person of love. You should live in love, act in love, and think about love. Amen? You should... You need to see yourself as a being of love, not one that has to take care of yourself. And you don't do a good job of it. Not compared to God.
Well, here's the deal. Jesus was on the cross. He was bleeding from his head, his hands, his feet, and soon his side. He was bleeding from being beaten and whipped. And all that blood poured out over the record of your sin. Blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us. Every time I told a lie, that's covered. That's blotted out. That's over. Every time I stole something, every time I had a wrong motive, every time I don't want to go into all my sins. But it's true for you too. Everything you've done wrong has been blotted out. I'm not talking about covered. I'm not even talking about erased. You know, if you erase something, sometimes you can kind of see what was written. No. Blotted out. Never to be seen by God or, if you'll believe it, you again. Never to be seen again. Took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. He nailed it to the cross. When his hand was nailed, your sin was nailed. When his feet were nailed, your sins were nailed to the cross. Never to be retrieved. I know we've got those movies about finding the original cross that Jesus was crucified on. And that's a fun movie, and I like movies. But you're never going to find that cross Jesus was crucified on, because you're never going to find your sin.
Amen.
No record of your sin.
So, my sins don't exist no more, right?
It's over.
So, when I go to the throne of grace, God doesn't say, "You remember when you did this?" He can't, because it don't exist. Come on now. The only two places that they can exist, in your head and the devil. And you can have your mind washed by the blood of the Lamb. So the only one left is Him. And you can tell Him, "Shut up. You don't speak to me no more. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to point you." But really, see that? Amen. People, this is something to rejoice about. This is freedom. I know I'm not perfect, but I don't have to be. Because of the blood of the Lamb. Go ahead. Sorry.
Stand up. Ooh, isn't that wonderful? Say, "I'm redeemed."
I'm redeemed.
I'm no longer guilty.
I'm no longer guilty.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed as if I never sinned.
I'm redeemed as if I never sinned.
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
To go.
To go
to the throne, of
grace
and obtain
mercy.
Mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, everybody that needs healing, you just raise your hand. Father, in Jesus' name, you see the hands, and I ask you to heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And I ask that this problem, this condition, never come on them again in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Anybody
you
that needs
are redeemed.
A job, if you need a job, raise your hand. Rebecca, George, anybody else? Y'all turn around and point your hands, because this is God's work.
Amen.
They're getting a God job.
Amen.
Amen. A God job. In the name of Jesus, Father, you bring the job to them. You cause someone to call them. You cause someone to cross paths with them and bring them a job that will pay more than their bills. Oh, Lord. Here comes.
Miss Amy, go back and lay hands on Rebecca. God put a word on you to say over her. Everybody believes that? Say amen.
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 Until more agree upon, it's established. So that is established now.
Now, George, this George needed a job. Didn't you, George? And he was getting a little maybe anxious, a little nervous. Need a job, Lord. And the perfect, would you agree? The perfect job came to him. The perfect job. Perfect conditions, great salary, respect, all the things we all want. James, are you looking for a job?
No.
I'm not either. Okay, you're blessed. You're blessed. And bless General Motors, Lord, for James's sake. Amen. Amen. Let's see. There's somebody here that's having a little disagreement, can I say? I don't know if it's with a friend or a relative, but you don't have to raise your hand. We're going to pray over it right now. Father, I ask you to heal this relationship in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to cause each side to forgive. Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
But I still forgive.
I still forgive.
In Jesus' name, Lord, cause mercy to be like honey between these people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you know what? We're going to have church here next Sunday at 9 o'clock. For those that want a little more traditional service, I only yell two or three times. And we're going to have service here at 10:30 for those of us who are wild and
like
saved.
Like to move.
Come to either one or both. We're not having three services yet. But if you want to go on Wednesday, we meet in Fort Worth on Wednesday, and we're fixing to have a bowling night. So, Brandon, I'm expecting your bowling arm to come in. And George, that bowling... We might need some bowling instructors here. Praise God. Anything else? John's going to bless us, and we're going to go.
You ready? Put your catchers on. Father, you have planned blessings for every one of your redeemed children. I call and receive those blessings and loose it upon them. Let them be blessed in the country, in the field, in the home, in the job, and as they go shopping, as they go to entertainment, blessed in everything they do, everything their hand touches, every one of their thoughts. You bring them to life in Jesus' name. Amen.